Raise up that hand. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this glorious day and wonderful day. We're asking today that your blessing will flow to everyone today in Jesus' name. And we pray, Lord, that the resurrection power of the Lord will touch every life, will shake everything shakeable out of every life in Jesus' name. Do something wonderful, something new, something unforgettable, that your banner of love will be visible in every life in Jesus' name. Confirm your blessing upon every life. In Jesus' name we pray. We're coming to the Psalms. I'm reading Psalm 20 from verse 1. Psalm 20 from verse 1. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. The Lord grant thee according to thine own heart, and the Lord fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God will we set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. You'll want to underline that in your Bible. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions even from this day. I'm reading from Psalm 60, and I'm reading from verse 4. Psalm 60, and we're reading from verse 4. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displaced, that it may be displaced because of the truth, that thy beloved may be delivered, save with thy right hand and hear me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. Anybody there? I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and meet out the valley of Succoth. Go down to verse 11. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly. Personal, through God I will do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Praise the Lord. Today we're looking at God's banner over us while we reign on earth. God's banner over you while he lifts you up. He promotes you and he sets you on the throne. And while you are reigning here on earth, his banner will be over you. Romans chapter 5, I read from verse 17. In Romans chapter 5, reading from verse 17, for ye by one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. You understand that? It's saying that from the sin of Adam and Eve, and Adam in particular, sin has reigned and sin has had dominion over everyone that came to this world. And it says, by parity of reason and because of redemption, that now that Christ has come and demonstrated righteousness, that those who receive abundance of grace from Christ and those who come to the Lord through Jesus Christ and the atonement he made on the cross of Calvary, it says they will reign in life. I'm one of those people. I said I'm one of those people. I'm reading that verse 17 again. For if by the one man's offense, death reigned by one. It says, now much more, much more, much more, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall do what? Shall reign in life by one, that is by Jesus Christ. Look at verse 21. That has sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign. Even so might grace reign. Even so, assuredly, might the grace of God reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. We shall reign. Look at Revelation chapter 5. We're reading from verse 10. Revelation chapter 5. I'm reading here from verse 10. And he has made us already. He has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. We shall reign on the earth. Lord, count me among them. I said, Lord, count me among them. You will reign, you will count you in Jesus' name. We're coming to 2 Chronicles, chapter 29. And I'm reading from verse 1. 2 Chronicles, chapter 29. We're reading here from verse 1. If we are going to reign, and thank God we're going to reign, there are others that have gone before us, and they have left a trail. They have made a path. They have shown the way. They have given an example. They left a model. How to reign on earth. In your own situation, in your own circumstance, how to reign on earth. In 2 Chronicles chapter 29, I'm reading from verse 1. Ezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old. He reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. You think about that. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. If he looked at what men thought, what men expected, what his father had done, and what the elders that were with the father, what they expected, he would have acted differently. But he was looking at the Lord. He was responsible to the Lord. And it says he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. There were three people in the life of Ezekiah. Two of them gone, one of them alive in his own time. Number one, David. He looked at David. David was a king. And it says he did that which was right. And then it says, according to all that David his father had done. A man of history, a man of intelligence, a man of understanding. Somebody went this way before me, and God in heaven commended him, and God in heaven appreciated him, and God in heaven has put his name down as a model, as an example to follow. And therefore he looked at David. Number two, Moses. Moses was the lawgiver. And because Moses had given the law, he was also looking at that. God gave that special revelation to the nation. And as he gave that revelation to the nation, you'll find that in 2 Kings chapter 18. He looked at Moses. But then number three, Isaiah ministered at the time of Ezekiah, at the time of his father Ahaz, at the time of his grandfather Jotham, at the time of his great grandfather, that is Uzziah. And then even though all those people did not follow properly the ministry, the message, the counsel of Isaiah, Ezekiel made up his mind. David, on the one hand, Moses, on the other hand, Isaiah, also as a prophet. And as you combine the ministries and the models of those three people together, that's what he got. He got instruction. And from that instruction, he lived right. Look at verse 3 here. It says, he, that is Hezekiah, he, the new king, he, the young king, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. We're coming to chapter 31. We're looking at 2 Chronicles chapter 31, verses 20 and 21. Thus did Hezekiah throughout all Judah. You know, his life, his character, his model was not limited to one locality, to one city, to even the capital, Jerusalem. He went through the whole of Judah. And he said, thus did Hezekiah throughout all Judah, and wrought that which was good and right and truth before the Lord his God. And in every work, help me out here, tell me, and in, are you there? Say it aloud. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God and in the law and in the commandments to seek his God, he did it, tell me out aloud, with all his heart. And if that's the word for you, say it for yourself now. And you will prosper in Jesus' name. Royalty in the land of Israel, ruling and reigning in the land of Israel and in Judah, was limited to a few privileged people in that land. In the world in which we live, opportunities to rule, opportunities to reign are limited and restricted. But life in Christ's kingdom is different. We're saved to reign now and hereafter. You are saved to rule, to conquer, to overcome, to have dominion now in this present life and hereafter, because we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, the King of Kings. And therefore, we are called to conquer. You will conquer. We're called to rule. You will rule. We're called to reign. You're going to reign in Jesus' name. And look at Romans chapter 8. I'm reading from verse 17. Romans chapter 8. We're reading from verse 17. Telling us that if we're children of God, born again. If we're children of God, transformed and converted. If we're children of God and the grace of God has come into our lives, we're called to be heirs of God, joint heir with Christ, and we're going to reign. Romans chapter 8, verse 17. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. We'll be glorified with Christ. Galatians chapter 3, Galatians chapter 3. I'm reading from verse 28 and verse 29. Galatians chapter 3, we're reading from verse 28. In verse 28, Galatians chapter 3, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. The middle wall of partition is broken down. Between the Jews and the Gentiles, the wall is broken down. Between the bond and the free, the wall is broken down. Between the high and the low, the wall is broken down. Between male and female, the wall is broken down. We have the same promises of God. We have the same grace available We have the same salvation available. We have the same privilege of reigning with Christ available for the male and the female, the young and the old. Look at verse 29. And if ye be Christ's, if you belong to Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Somebody say amen. The believer's reign on earth is greater and higher than that of any king in Israel, than that of Hezekiah in particular, yet we have a lot to learn from him. Today, as I've told you, the message is God's banner over us while reigning on earth. God's banner over us while we're reigning on earth. Three things we're looking at as we divide the message to three parts. Number one, personal reflection and readiness with a prepared heart. You know the calling the Lord has given you, and you know the offer the Lord is making to you today, and then you have a prepared heart, and you need to reflect, and you need to get ready. Personal reflection and readiness with a prepared heart. Point number two, practical renewal and righteousness. Practical renewal and righteousness with a purposeful heart. You're in this life and you're not just following the path of least resistance. You're not following a path just meandering, just wandering around as if you're back in the wilderness journey. But you have a goal. You have an ideal before you. You have a target before you. And you are purposeful. You make up your mind. You say, that's where I'm going. And you're going to reach there. Somebody there said you're going to reach there. But you know, the people that just go through life, no goal, no dream, no vision, no passion, nothing they're aiming at, they have no target, they have no aim, there is no purpose for living. They live from day to day and nothing gets better. There just needs some merry-go-round. Today things will change in your life. A purposeful heart, practical renewal and righteousness with a purposeful heart. Point number three, passionate request and resoluteness with a perfect heart. You are resolute. You say, come what may, that's where I'm going. You are going to get there. Whatever it will take, you will get there. There are thorns, there are pebbles on the way. Whatever it will take, you will get there in Jesus' name. If there is anyone in this land that is going to be an achiever, if there's anybody in this land that has a high purpose given from heaven, and that person is going to move on without any interruption, without any disturbance, and you are going to get there, you are the man. You are the woman. I see glory ahead of you. I see reigning in front of you. And if you'll make up your mind, point number three, with passionate request and resoluteness, with a perfect heart, I'll meet you on the top. Point number one, tell me you're number one over there. Personal reflection and readiness with a prepared heart. We're coming to 2 Kings chapter 18. 2 Kings chapter 18, I'm reading from verse 1. In 2 Kings chapter 18, looking at it from verse 1. Here we're reading, it says, now it came to pass in the third year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, that Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. When are you going to begin your own? I said, when are you going to begin? It says, Ezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. 25 years was he when he began to reign. And he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also, this one is shortened, Abi, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. According to, you see, David was not his direct father, was not even his grandfather, was not even his direct great-grandfather. David lived far away, centuries before him. But he was looking at all those kings and said, no, this one is not, I cannot follow this. Then he went ahead, I cannot follow that. He went on, I cannot follow that. And then he came to David. That's a man that God said, I have found a man after my own heart who will fulfill all my will. He said, that's my man, that's my model, that's my example. And he chose to follow a good model. You will follow a good model. Verse 4, he removed the high places and break the images and cut down the grooves and break in pieces the brazen serpent that Moses had made. For unto those days the children of Israel did burn incense to it, and called it Nehushtan. What had happened is, in the wilderness, centuries before this time, the children of Israel were sick. The children of Israel, they had offended the Lord, and they were murmuring against the Lord. And God sent fiery serpents to the wilderness and was biting them. They were dying. And then they came to Moses and repented. And God said, lift up just this time. Lift up a serpent of brass. Whoever looks on it, not offering incense, not burning candle, not pouring oil on it, stay where you are. Don't even go and touch it. Don't say, I want personal contact. Look at it and then you'll be healed. And that's what they did. And they were healed. But it was a one-time instruction. But you know what they did? Some of the children of Israel, they carried that thing. They hid that thing. They preserved that thing. And all the time of Joshua, Joshua did not worship that thing. Joshua did not burn incense, but they hid that thing. All the time of all those judges that came, all through the book of the judges, they hid the thing. And then during the time of Samuel and David and Solomon and Rehoboam, they hid that thing. And now at the time of Ahaz, they said, where is that thing? It became an idol. And Ezekiah was watching. Ezekiel was looking. He said, when I come there, I'm going to make reformation. When you get there, you will make reformation. In that office where you are, you'll be a reformer. In that community where you are, you'll be a reformer. And when God lifts you up and puts you in a conspicuous place, whatever is wrong there, you'll be a reformer in Jesus' name. Look at verse 5. He trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him. Look at verse 6. For he clave to the Lord and departed not from following him. He kept close to the Lord. Remember now, look at it. And he kept his commandments, which the Lord commanded Moses. On the one hand, an example. On the other hand, an instructor. That is Moses. He looked at the law of Moses. He looked at the word that Moses left behind. And he said, that is what to follow. When you follow the written word, and when you follow a good example who is following that written word, your life will be different. And your life is going to be different. The Lord will mark you out. Heaven will mark you out. Your neighbors will see that you are different. and you're going to have a life that reigns in Jesus' name. 2 Chronicles chapter 29, I'm reading from verse 1. 2 Chronicles chapter 29, reading from verse 1. Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name, there's a full name now, was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that like you are going to do. I said like you are going to do. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. He, in the first year, there's a man that will not waste time. There are many people, they get into a position, they waste years and will say, how about setting this right, reforming this, adjusting this, making this to comply with the word of God? Is yes, I will do it. Yes, I will do it. I'm just taking my time. It's taking his time. 1 year is gone. It's taking his time. 2 years are gone. It's taking his time. And almost a decade is gone. Look at this. He, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, opened the door of the house of the Lord and repaired them. You'll be a man of action. You'll be a woman of action. I can't imagine a reformer folding his hands. I can't imagine a reformer folding her hands and just looking powerless. No backbone, no spine, no courage, no boldness to move ahead and set things right. You see, this man, there was something personal. There's something practical. He was a reflective man. He was reflecting. He was kind of thinking. And he was thinking over the situation in the land, the situation in Judah, and the situation among the people. And he determined at this time, reformation will take place. It began in his life. It will begin with your life. I said it will begin in your life. And today can be the beginning in Jesus' name. Renewal in your life. Resurrection in your life. Restoration in your life. Look at verse 5. Look at verse 5. And said unto them, hear me, ye Levites, sanctify now yourselves. You know, he got to the Levites. He was into every section and sanctified the house of the Lord, the God of your fathers, and carry forth the filthiness out of the holy place. He said it's supposed to be the holy place. Carry forth, take away all the defilement and all the filthiness. You know, your body is the temple of the Lord, and you have the body like the outer court. You have your soul like the holy place. You have your spirit like the Holy of Holies. Three compartments. And the Lord wants the inside in your heart, in your spirit, and then in your soul, and then even in your body, and all around you. Anything defiling in shall be taken away from your life. And thank God this is the day. I said thank God this is the day. And then he told them what they were to do, and they did. Look at verse 15. In verse 15, and they gathered their brethren and sanctified themselves and came according to the commandment of the king, by the words of the Lord, to cleanse the house of the Lord. And the priests went into the inner part of the house of the Lord to cleanse it. And they brought out, tell me. And they brought out, tell me out aloud. Oh, they didn't spare anything. That's not right. Get rid of that. They didn't say, we can tolerate a little impurity, tolerate a little unrighteousness, tolerate a little defilement. All, everything, it says, they carried out all the uncleanness that they found in the temple of the Lord into the court of the house of the Lord. And the Levites took it and to carry it out abroad into the brook Kidron. You will see here that this man had a prepared heart. God had lifted up his standard before him, that is before Ezekiah. And the prophet Isaiah had positioned his standard high enough for everyone to see. All the kings that ruled Israel and Judah were measured. All those kings were either commended or condemned by the standard that David left behind. And Ezekiah reflected. Ezekiah sought the Lord. Ezekiah prepared his heart. Ezekiah kept the standard before him. And he wrought righteousness. And he restored true worship. And he challenged all the people to be obedient. And he challenged the Levites to be sanctified. And he showed a good example himself in following the Lord and serving the Lord with a prepared heart. The Lord Jesus, the Son of David, is our Savior, is our sanctifier, is our standard, and is higher than David the king. And as we look at our own standard, at Jesus Christ, and we compare our lives with the model he led and with the message he has given, and we reflect and we prepare our hearts and we draw near to God, our lives are going to turn around. We're going to have a better life, a richer life, a deeper understanding, and we're going to go higher even than Ezekiah in Jesus' name. Instead of we, I'm talking to you now, you will go higher. You will do greater. And reformation, revival, renewal will be in your life in Jesus' name. Remember the word in that first part, a prepared heart. A prepared heart. That's what happened to Ezekiah. He prepared his heart. Look at Job chapter 11. Job chapter 11, I'm reading from verse 13. Job chapter 11, verse 13. If thou prepare thine heart, that's where it begins, that's where it starts, and thank God today it is starting with you. If thou prepare thine heart and stretch out thine hands toward him, if iniquity be in thine hand, put it far away. Let not wickedness dwell in thy tabernacles, for then thou shalt lift up thy face without spot. Yea, thou shalt be steadfast. Thou shalt be steadfast. Am I talking to anybody here today? And shall not fear, because thou, listen to this, this for you, thou shalt forget thy misery. And remember it as waters that pass away. And thine age shall be clearer than the noonday. All those wrinkles of old age at 47, wrinkles of old age at 54, everything will vanish away. A new day, a new age, a new strength, a new health. It says in verse 17, and thine age shall be clearer than the noonday, and thou shalt shine forth. Thou shalt shine forth, and thou shalt be as the morning, and thou shalt be secured. No insecurity, no unexpected danger, and no evil will befall you, and thou shalt be secured, because there is hope. Yea, thou shalt dig about thee, and thou shalt take thy rest in safety. Somebody there is blessed this morning. Job chapter 22. Job chapter 22, remember, a prepared heart, because there is personal reflection. And then from that reflection, there is personal readiness with a prepared heart. We're looking at Job chapter 22, verse 21. Job chapter 22, verse 21. Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. I lost some amen there. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. and lay up his words in thine heart. Look at this, look at this. Verse 23, if thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust. Prosperity is coming. It has arrived. And the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense. And thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shalt lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him. When are you going to pray? The Lord is going to hear your prayer today. Look at that, verse 27. Thou shalt make that prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee. And he shall hear thee. And thou shalt pay thy vows. Look at verse 28. Thou shalt also decree a thing. That's it. He promotes you to reign. He gives the final word in your mouth. And he says, he has lifted you up. You become an heir of God, a joint heir with Christ. And now your words will carry power. Your words will carry authority. If you say no to evil coming against your life, it is confirmed in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth is loosed in heaven. And whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Brother Conqueror, are you hearing me? Sister Conqueror, are you hearing me? Look at verse 28. Thou shalt also decree a sin, and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. Give me a good amen. Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16. I'm reading from verse 1. Proverbs 16, verse 1. The preparations of the heart in man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. That's why I brought you here today, that you'll prepare your heart. There's a new journey. Prepare your heart. There's a new destiny. Prepare your heart. There's a height you are getting to, because from today you are going to begin to reign. Prepare your heart. The preparations of the heart in man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Thy thoughts shall be established. I'm still waiting for your amen. Thy thoughts shall be established. We're coming to point number two now. Point number two, practical renewal. Look at this man, Ezekiel. There was a renewal, practical. Everybody could see. And we could take record. And we can say, this is the year he began. This is the month he began. This is what he did, and this is what he did. Can somebody take record of your life like that? Since you became a Christian, born again, child of God, and since you came across this church, and the word of God has been coming to you, can somebody follow after you and mark it down? See what he did. See what he did. Not something that we have to scrutinize and look at and open many pages of your life before we see anything. If there is no good record, today. I said today, angels will record something good about you. Practical renewal and righteousness with a purposeful heart. You know what? If you go through life and you don't make up your mind before you get out of your house that you have a purpose, you have a destiny, you have a height you are going to reach, You have the pattern you are going to follow. You have the model you are going to follow. If you don't take that decision before you leave home, as soon as you step out like this, society will decide the direction you are going to go. And they are not going anywhere. The people around you will force their way on you. And they are not reaching any place. But you have a purpose in heart. You came into the kingdom for something definite. Like Ezekiah, he came into the kingdom for something definite. And before you left your house, you had a purpose of heart. You went on your knees, you said, Lord, this life will count. Your life will count. I said your life will count. But you have to purpose in your heart. Look at this, Daniel chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1. I'm reading from verse 8. Daniel chapter 1. Reading from verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart. That's it. That's it. Daniel purposed in his heart. If you live in Babylon, you have to purpose in your heart. If you live in Rome, you have to purpose. If you live in Lagos, if you live in any major city of the world, if you live in any village, you have to have a purpose in your heart. This is where I'm coming from. This is where I am in the grace of God. And this is where I'm going to get to by the help of the Lord. I see something bright in front of you there. Your light will shine. Your strength will be increased. And everything that will hinder that goal of your life, practical renewal and righteousness, everything, the broom of heaven will sweep away everything from you in Jesus' name. And look at this. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. You think about Hezekiah now, with the evil reign of his father Ahaz, and with the contagious nature of idolatrous worship, it would have been natural to have been natural for Hezekiah to follow after what others have done. This is the way, the direction everybody is going. That's the way my father Ahaz went. And that's the way the kings of Israel, this is the way they're going. But he made up his mind. I will swim against the tide. You know, dead fish flow with the river because there's no strength. But if a fish is alive, then you are going to swim against the tide. All the tide of iniquity in this land, you'll swim against it. All the things that, you know, people are just going down the drain and they're going down the wrong direction, you're going to go the right direction in Jesus' name. Purpose of heart. Any purpose of heart in you there? I said any purpose of heart in you there? You have to make it unshakable. You have to make it irresistible. You have to make it, you say, this is not an area of discussion with society. This is not an area of discussion with the elders that lived and served at the time of Ahaz. This is a no-go area. You hold this purpose close to your heart that you are not going to be like the rest of the world, and God is going to make you different. Look at Psalm 17. Psalm 17, I'm reading from verse 3. Psalm 17, verse 3, it says, thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shall find nothing. Look at this, look at this. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. I am determined that this life will be distinct. This life will be different. This person here will be different. The Lord will confirm it for you. Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22. In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. And in the multitude of counselors, they shall be established. Without counsel, have you noticed something about Hezekiah? A problem arises and he was sent to Isaiah. I need counseling. I need a word from the Lord. I need instruction from the Lord. What does the Lord say about this? Counseling. Without that counsel, without that instruction, without that leading, all the purposes will come to nothing. And then you receive a letter from that king, and said, I'll deal with you. They tell me that, you know, you go to a particular place and they pump you up, and then you are saying, I will overcome. I will deal with you. He got that letter. He became afraid. Don't let anything shake you. I said, don't let anything shake you. This height you are going to climb. And that destiny, you're going to make it in Jesus' name. He went to the house of the Lord. There was a God in heaven in him. And then there was a prophet in the land of Israel. And then he was sent the elders unto Isaiah and said, look at this and look at the problem. And because of that, he had renewal. You're having renewal. He had righteousness. You're having righteousness. And because of all the counseling he received, he did not fail. You will not fail. I said, you will not fail. Come back to that. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. A man with as joy by the answer of his mouth. And a word spoken in due season, how good is it? The way of life is above for the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. You are not going to go to that place. We're looking at Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs chapter 20. And I'm reading here from verse 18, Proverbs chapter 20. And we're looking at verse 18. In Proverbs chapter 20, verse 18, every purpose is established by counsel. Every purpose is established by counsel. You have a purposeful heart, a determined heart. You have set goals. And you say, I'm going to reach here spiritually, professionally, and in your personal family, and also in everything around your life, your social life. You have a goal. It is established by counsel, and with good advice make war. That's what happened to him, and that's what he believed in, and that is what he got. That's what you are going to get. Look at Psalm 33. I'm reading from verse 8. Psalm 33. We're reading from verse 8. That man succeeded Hezekiah. Your own time has come. I said, your own time has come. You will succeed. You will make it in Jesus' name. Psalm 33, verse 8. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. And today, he's going to speak into your life. Speak into your situation, and it is going to be done in Jesus' name. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. All the counsel of the heathen in your life, they are brought to naught today. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord in your life shall stand forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God the Lord is, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Thank God I am chosen. I am chosen. I said, I am chosen. He'll fulfill the purpose of that choice in your life. Look at verse 13. The Lord looketh from heaven, and he beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alive, and he considereth all their works. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host, and a mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse and horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, and upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. That's what happened with Ezekiah. You know, that man came with a lot of soldiers, 185,000, just seeing them as a sea of heads, and they were marching, he became afraid. And then Isaiah sent him, said, don't be afraid. By the way they came, by that same way they'll go back. Can I say that that is for you? That problem, don't be afraid. Don't allow your knees to knock together, and don't allow any palpitation in your heart. By the way that thing came, you'll see it yourself. By that same way, it will go back in Jesus' name. Only one night. Somebody help me shout, only one night. An angel went and smote all of them. By the morning, all the problems carried from their Syria or wherever to the land of Judah, everything was buried. It's going to be so for you. 185,000, a problem represented in each of those people, everything was buried by the following morning. Welcome to victory. Welcome to the reigning life. Welcome to the conquering life in Jesus' name. And so that man had the victory. My time has come. I said, my time has come. Isaiah chapter 44. Isaiah chapter 44. I'm reading from verse 24. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 24. Thus says the Lord, thy Redeemer, he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things. Your God, the one that maketh all things, the one that solves all problems, the one that destroys all opposing army in your life. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself, that frustrateth the tokens of the liars. Your enemies are liars. Boasting against your life, that's a lie. I will destroy him, impossible. I said impossible. You'll find them to be liars in Jesus' name. That maketh diviners mad, that turneth wise men backward, and maketh their knowledge foolish, that confirmeth the word of a servant. Every good thing I say about you this today is confirmed. And performeth the counsel of his messengers, that says to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah, ye shall be built. And I will raise up the decayed places thereof. Somebody shout, amen. It happened to Ezekiah. It's your turn. I said, it's your turn. You see something good happening today, renewal in your life, revival in your life, resurrection in your life. Point number three now, passionate request and resoluteness with a perfect heart. passionate request, something happened. Come and look at it. We're looking at 2 Kings chapter 20. 2 Kings chapter 20. And I'm reading from verse 1. Look at what happened. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, Thus says the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Don't stop there. Negative prophecy is not the end of life. Somebody had a dream and he said, I'm afraid to tell you this. I don't know you will take this. I don't know you will accept this. You say, talk now. What's the problem? I saw something. What did you see? I saw you and I carried you. And anytime I dream, that thing always comes through. That's what I'm afraid to tell you. Because it's like this. Are you looking at me here? That is not the end of life. Who am I talking to them? It's just a new beginning. I said a new beginning. Look at this. Verse 2. And he turned his face to the wall. And he prayed unto God. In the past, he'll say, Isaiah, pray for me now. Isaiah, help me. This kind of prophecy. I'm going to die. How old am I? I started at 25. And now I've done 14 years. And 25 plus 14, that's just 39. I'm not just 40 yet. And I don't have any child. Look at my condition. I started talking to Isaiah. This one is beyond Isaiah. This one, God will hear about this one. This morning, God will hear about this one. A change is going to happen. He turned his face to the wall and he prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember. He had record. You will have record. He knew that he had record in heaven. He looked at his life. And he looked at the way he's done things right according to the word of the Lord. He said, Lord, you must be keeping records. Find out my name there. My name is there in the book of life. And my record is there. Find out about me. You are going to discover that I won't die now. I said, you are going to discover that I won't die now. God has your record. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. Saved by the grace of God and reaching in the book of life in heaven, evangelizing, edifying believers, doing this and doing the right thing. That's a record for you in heaven. You cannot die now. I beseech thee in verse 3, O Lord, remember how I have walked before thee in truth with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept so, and it came to pass afore, that's another word for before, Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again. Go and change that negative prophecy. The man is not ready to die, he will not die. Whatever the man refuses will not happen. Whatever you say no to will not happen. Whatever you say no, that is not for me. I said that is not for you. The man has refused to set house in order to die, he will not die. I'm talking about somebody there today. I said I'm talking about somebody there today. You know, somebody says, Pastor, help me. What do you need? I've been having dreams now consecutive for how many days and only see dead people, dead people, dead people. And they're saying, come, come. No, you are not going. I will not allow you to go. Jesus does not allow you to go. And the prayer this morning will cancel everything. Look at verse 5. Turn again and tell Ezekiah, the captain of my people. What did God call him? The captain of my people. It's very important what God is calling you this morning. Captain of my people. The leader of my people. The ruler among my people. It says, thus says the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. Somebody there, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. Final, I will heal thee. Sickness is gone, I will heal thee. On the third day, thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord, and I will add. I will add unto thy days. Have you gone back home? How many years? I said, how many years? What if the man said, the end has come? Isaiah never misses it. Isaiah told me, there's no minute left. There's no week left. Isaiah said, it's all over. God, am I like this? I'm just going now. No child. My wife. What are we going to do? Did you see Isaiah coming? Did you see him go out? My wife, I'll not see your face again. Turn around. Are you crying as if you're an orphan? Are you mourning as if you're an orphan? Come on, we can change this thing today. I said we can change this thing today. What if you kept quiet? You will not keep quiet. This sin today will be canceled. Passionate request. Number one, a perplexing problem. A perplexing problem. Look at verse 1. In those days was Ezekiah sick unto death. A perplexing problem. Number 2. A prophetic pronouncement that came to him. The prophet just came in. No good morning, no good afternoon. I came with a heavy message unto you. And there was a prophetic pronouncement. Set your house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Number 3 is passionate prayer. It's passionate prayer. He said, okay, Isaiah, you can go. This one, we will settle this one in this chamber of prayer. We're going to settle it today. His passionate prayer, that's in verse 2, and he turned his face to the wall and he prayed unto God. Number 3, his perfect portrait. His perfect portrait. He looked at his portrait, he looked at his picture, and he couldn't, there's no blemish there, there's no blemish there, and there's no pimples there, and there's nothing here. Look at my portrait, his perfect portrait. I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and I've done that which is good in thy sight. Number 5, the prompt performance. The prompt performance. No delay to the prayer of today. For your life, there is no delay today. Something good is going to happen. The perfect performance. Look at verse 4. And it came to pass, for Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came unto him, saying. Number 6, the positive promise. Negative utterance is canceled. You're going to die, you'll not live again, that is canceled. The curse of death, that is canceled. The yoke of death, that is canceled. The positive promise. Look at verse 5, turn again. And tell Ezekiah, the captain of my people, thus says the Lord, who is speaking to you today. I said, we're speaking to you today. Thus says the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayers. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee on the third day. Thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. Number one is perplexing a problem. Maybe you have something that perplexes your heart. Thank God, solution has come. Number two, the prophetic pronouncement. Number three is passionate prayer. Number four is perfect portrait. Number five, the prompt performance. Number six, the positive promise. Number seven is prolonged period. It's prolonged period. Extension coming upon your life. Expansion coming upon your blessing. Prolonged period. Look at verse 6. I will add unto thy days 15 years. I will add unto thy days, tell me, 15 years. Make it personal. I will add unto my days 15 years. That's not 15 years from now, but 15 years from when it was supposed to end. Not 15 years from today. So don't say that, you know, I got 15 years. You've not started counting the 15 years. When it was supposed to end, from that point, you now have an extra 15 years. I will add unto thy days. Tell me now. 15 years. Come to Psalm 91. This is mine. I said, this is mine. Psalm 91, verse 16. Verse 16. With long life will I satisfy him. I show him my salvation. With long life will I satisfy you and show him my salvation. That's the tail end. Let me read everything to you. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Satan cannot come under that shadow. Curse cannot come under that shadow. Evil cannot come under that shadow. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God. In him will I trust. Are you trusting him today? Surely, surely, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers. Under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. It shall not come near you. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under thy feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. Because he has known my name, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. I will honor him. close the Bible. Stand up, stand up, stand up. Let the Lord pour this upon your life. Let the heavens open upon you right now. And let the blessing of God shower upon you right now in Jesus' name. Perplexing problem, gone. That negative prophecy, gone. The prayer you pray today, an immediate answer. Prompt response from heaven. Something practical coming upon your life. Positive coming upon your life. Purposeful coming upon your life. Long life. Longer life. Extended life. Beautiful life. With long life. Will it satisfy you and show you his total salvation? Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth and tell the Lord, I accept, I accept, I accept, I accept. That's mine, that's mine, that's mine, that's mine. It's a great day for you. It's a bright day for you. Come to the Lord with a prepared heart. Any sin, any evil, any negative sin there, drop them, drop them. You're higher than that, you are greater than that. The Lord has lifted you up. Don't be crawling on the ground and don't be rolling in the mud. You're lifted up. And prepare your heart today. If there's any iniquity, if there's any transgression, if there's any sin, confess them, get rid of them, get done with them. Bye-bye. Finished. Now you belong to the Lord. Now you're serving the Lord. He redeems you. He repairs your life. He restores your life. And he makes you a restorer. And he makes you a revivalist. And he makes you a repairer. And he makes you somebody that will touch your community and turn everything around for the better. You're not a mediocre anymore. You're not part of the Dick and Harry's anymore. Different. Different. Distinguished. Unique. And then you forge on, you move on, and you have a new perspective in life, a new direction in life. Righteousness now in your way. Renewal in your way. There's a great revival that comes upon your life today. No cringing again. No cowardice again. No fear again. Go into life and do what you are purposed to do. Go into life and do what you are created to do. He raised you up for a purpose. Let that purpose be fulfilled. Don't just be meandering. Going about in life with no purpose, with no goal, with no ideal. Move on to victory. And live with the spirit of the conqueror. Live with the spirit of the conqueror. Don't bend for the devil. Don't cringe at the feet of evil people. Stand right. Be a repairer, a reformer, a conqueror, a captain, a champion. Go into life, rule and reign. In Jesus' name we pray. The kings and the queens of the house, in Jesus' name we pray. The captains and the champions of the house, in Jesus' name we pray. The Lord has lifted you up. You will reign in life. all the grace you need, all the strength you need, he will give unto you in Jesus' name. All those negative things from the beginning of life until yesterday, everything is wiped up. A new life, a new goal, a new destiny, a new ideal in your life. You are in? Where are you? Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, I bring every problem under the feet of your people. Every sickness under their feet. Every calamity under their feet. Every curse under their feet. Every yoke under their feet. Every discouragement under their feet. Every fear under their feet. Every power of the enemy under their feet. In Jesus' name. Every sin that has hindered you until this hour, they are canceled in Jesus' name. Every negative prophecy in your life, whether by false prophet or by true prophet, whether by Ichabod or by Isaiah, any negative prophecy in your life, they are canceled in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray darkness will vanish away before them. Yokes will vanish away before them. Lord, paint a picture in every heart right now. The picture of a conqueror. The picture of a captain. The picture of an overcomer. The picture of a champion. The picture of a ruler. The picture of a king. The picture of a reigning queen. Paint the picture in every heart in Jesus' name. Banner of love over everyone. Banner of grace over everyone. The banner of victory over everyone in Jesus' name. As you go out, you'll find out that God is Jehovah Nissi. The God that conquers. The God that overcomes. He will go before you. He'll clear every negative force out of your sight in Jesus' name. Before you, behind you, by your side, underneath you, the everlasting arms. Go back into life and go and conquer. Go back into life and be a reformer. Go back into life and be a revivalist. Go back into life and be a repairer. The work of God will prosper in your hand. Everything you do will come now to the glory of God. Go and succeed. Go and prosper. Go and overcome. And as you go, remain strong. Remain healthy. The Lord is watching over you. All those enemies of progress, they have cleared out of your sight. You are blessed. Heaven has confirmed it. Nothing will reverse it. Lord, we thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray.